Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. And remember, we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so let other people know where you can find us and tell everyone about the program. Well, we've been talking this week with Mark Hart, also known as the Bible Geek. We're going to finish our interview with him in the first part of our program today. And of course, he's really been able to share a lot of his ministry and his experience. Remember, he is the author of the book One Sunday at a Time, which is designed to help you prepare for the readings every single Sunday. And so One Sunday at a Time is available through Ave Maria Press. And of course, Mark Hart is spelled H-A-R-T. So we've talked about the importance of knowing Scripture and having a deeper understanding of Scripture, which is great. And of course, many in the audience are evangelicals, and with the evangelical community, the focus is on Scripture. So I'm sure many of them are appreciating our talking about Scripture here to the Catholic community. So we left off yesterday where Mark was talking about how Scripture originally came from oral tradition, and that actually is the Old Testament and the New Testament. So many of the Gospels were put together towards the end of the first century after oral tradition. Let's continue our interview right now. And that oral tradition really kind of brings us back to just the way a lot of societies run, where they sit and they listen to the wise people who tell stories, I like to say, by the fire, by around the fire, whatever the case. Or, you know, you go to a party and someone starts telling you about the way it was back during the war, whatever the case may be. And mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of those stories, that's part of that history.
Yeah, and we can't forget that. We have to, if we trust in the inspiration of the Scriptures and the inspiration of the writers, we have to trust in the same inspiration that led the church. I mean, mm-hmm. it was back in the day, and still today. Do we believe that Christ instituted the church, gave us the power of the Holy Spirit, and at some point the Holy Spirit just abandoned us? Well, certainly not. That's not how it works. So I think mm-hmm. we have to remember in these moments that the Lord's desire is to be in a relationship with us. I mean, God has a plan for our life. Sin upends that plan. So God became the plan to save us from our sins, but he also gave us a church to help keep us in right relationship with the Lord, to help keep the Lord available to us, accessible to us, his teachings accessible to us, that we would walk with them, we'd walk in them, we'd stay in them. This is God's plan from the beginning. This is God's plan way back in the Old Testament, long before Jesus ever took flesh. God's plan was to save us, but the church, and specifically the priesthood, is how God brings God to the people and the people to God. And there's a special, efficacious reality, a practical reality about the sacraments of the Catholic Church, where we understand that the Creator uses creation to lead creation back to the Creator.
Hmm. Ooh, that's very good. That's very good. One of the things that I taught it in a confirmation class, because, you know, again, I'm here in Boston. It's a very strong education area, very strong science area. And I love to bring out one of the things that we understand, you know, science is there. And through science, we come to a deeper understanding of our material world around us by learning every day more about science. And you know, physics generally does not change, but our understanding of physics change. And I try to explain, well, God is like that too, because God doesn't change, but we deepen our understanding of God through the history of the church.
Yes, and people are often fascinated to find out that the Big Bang Theory was actually proposed in advance by a Catholic priest.
That's right.
I mean, that usually blows people's minds, right? But you know, Pope St. John Paul II wrote a tremendous piece called Fides et Ratio, Faith and Reason, where he talked about faith and reason are not polar opposites. Faith and reason are like two wings on the same bird. Mm-hmm. And for us to soar, they have to work in unison. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas, doctor of the church, one of the smartest people who's probably ever walked the face of the planet, who gave us writings that have completely shaked Western monasticism. St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, he used to say, Fides quarens intellectum, you know, faith-seeking understanding. That, you know, that really, if we really do take faith and science at what we know them to be, it's going to lead us to a creator, not away from a creator, you know? And I think that's really important. Even St. Paul, I mean, St. Paul dealt with this with the Romans. He went back, and if you read Romans chapter 1, verse 20, St. Paul says, listen, ever since the beginning of the created world, the invisible one has shown, okay, God, has shown his power and deity through what is created, through nature, through what we can perceive. What St. Paul is trying to say to the Romans is, because the Romans had gods for everything. I mean, they had gods for everything, small g gods. Right. What he's trying to say to the people in Rome was, listen, you don't even need my theology to know there's a God. Look up in the sky. I mean, gosh, back in the day, look in the night sky, they call it the heavens. We just call it space, right? So he says, listen, look up into the sky. Look at a sunset on the ocean. Hold a baby. We should be able to look around at the complexity and the design and the beauty of nature, and we should be able to deduce that a design of this complexity needs a designer, that creation has a creator. And he says, you have lost your excuse. He says, if you're looking around with humility, you're going to see that there is a God, that he is not hiding himself from us, that even though he is invisible, that we can visibly see the fingerprints of God throughout nature.
Well, this has been wonderful. We actually reached the end of our time, but I really appreciate this, and I really appreciate speaking to you.
Father, I so appreciate your time. I really, really do. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, and thank you. And this was wonderful, and I'm sure our listeners will really appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Have a blessed day. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can hear the entire interview that we had. And if by chance the interview you don't see in the list, click on the list and it'll bring you right over to our podcast webpage, the original podcast webpage over at Podbean. You can also hear us and see a list of all the episodes as well over on various podcast platforms, including Amazon and Google and several others. iHeart. So all the buttons are over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So you can also hear us at your favorite, and ours too, podcast platform. So anyway, what Mark was talking about is preparing prior to the Mass. Now, those of you who are not Catholic may not be aware that the first half of the Mass is focused on the Word of God, and the second half of the Mass is focused on the Eucharist. So he's talking about the first half of the Mass. Pretty much what we do at Mass, you will find something similar in an evangelical service, at least as far as the role of the minister, for the first half of the Mass. So, because the focus in evangelical churches, as you know, is, of course, the Word of God. And that was true, what I said, if you heard that part of the interview at Gordon College, when we explained that a long homily here in the United States in the Catholic Church is 7 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes. And in other parts of in evangelical churches, a short homily is 20 minutes. So that's fascinating. So there's a lot of research. I learned that from the evangelicals as well. Do a lot of research. So I do. I use Verbum, which I'm sure many of them use the non-Catholic version, which is Logos. same company. So I use Verbum, and I study a lot of the background of the reading I'm going to preach on. And I learned that from the evangelicals that I have this great tradition as well. So I do know a lot about the Bible and each reading that I do. But as I said to Mark, I think it was on Tuesday's show, you may have heard, where I said, I know what I know, but I don't necessarily know what the people in the congregation don't know. And so it's important to ministries like Mark to help people know more, helps all of us and everything else. And you know, one of the interesting things, and this is something to keep in mind, very rarely do I have anyone criticize my homilies. And that's not a good thing necessarily, because I'd love to have someone say, you know, Father, I disagreed with you on this, that, and the other thing. Wonderful, because that's important too, that people can say. It's not me preaching, this is the word of God. They taught us in the seminary, remember, the gospel is the word of God, the homily is not. But you know, if I say something, if you go to one of my homilies, or you hear it here at WROL, and you or at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and I say something you disagree with, feel free to let me know. That would be so, I would really appreciate it if you did. You know, I mean, if you tell me you like it, that's good too. But really, if you disagree with something, yeah, feel free to let me know. I think that's important. In the meantime, we're going to be back on Monday, the second a week of Advent. So we're looking forward to that. So have yourself a blessed weekend. Enjoy this coming Sunday. And if you find Mark Hart's book, prepare ahead of time for the readings. So we will see you on Monday. Have a blessed weekend. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.